Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
The guy where Peter takes the nasal spray to take care of his congestion, and then all of a sudden he's just like, I can smell everything!
Hey, Peter, let me borrow your egg beater.
I love... That's like one of my favorite, because I use the nasal sprays all the time, so...
You use the anal sprays all the time?
The anal sprays.
The anal sprays. Now, is that a spray that goes into your anus, or... Is it a spray from the anus?
Well, the only...
Or is it both?
It's one of my favorite animal facts is that the rhino can spray his urine. Like,
well, yeah.
Like, massively spray.
You know, wombats poop in cubes.
They do.
It's so it doesn't roll downhill.
So they are...
No, legit. It's so it doesn't roll downhill.
Oh, and welcome back to Animal Facts.
Right. It's much more entertaining than any sort of gaming podcast you might be tuning in for.
So today's animal facts.
Fucking salty wieners. No, the Keurig can't die. I need tea.
Yeah, the Keurig. Dude, I...
No! I do. That's bad.
The Keurig is a huge waste of money.
Fuck.
So,
I don't want to hear your sass.
I'm sorry, but it is. It's also bad for the environment.
A, fuck the environment.
Okay.
Like, fuck it. Like,
okay.
I actually litter on purpose now.
Yes, yeah.
Because fuck it.
Yeah.
I do not recycle. I throw my shit right in the trash because fuck it. See, I don't have kids, so I don't have any sort of, like, stupid-ass guilt trip. Like, I need to make the world better. So I intentionally make the world worse. Intentionally. Like, I will collect my cigarette butts in my car and just dump them out. Like... Well, no one is watching, obviously, because it's illegal to put them down. But I'll just dump them out somewhere, just like, look at that, yeah. Because, fuck it.
Welcome to Steve's Bravery Corner. Well, this has been Steve's Bravery Corner. So anyway, before we start, I wanted to say something funny.
You? Something funny? That's impossible.
See, I like it better when you're sleepier. Now that you're awake, it's a whole nother Steve I gotta deal with.
I got the zingers. I got jokes.
I was talking with Anthony the other day.
Guy.
We went out for
what a douche.
We went out for dinner, I was talking like, have you watched Game of Thrones yet? Because he just got HBO.
He probably
Go.
Did. He's super full of himself, so he'll tell you all of his opinions about it. He'll be like, well, I think Game of Thrones is blah.
What are you talking about? The only person I know who's super full of themselves is you.
Dude, you clearly don't know the same Anthony I know of. His arrogance is mighty. This one.
So we were talking, and he's like, no, I haven't watched it yet. And I'm like, you have to watch it. And so just yesterday, I texted him. I'm like, have you started watching Game of Thrones yet? And he goes, no, I haven't started watching it yet. And this was at literally 11:30 in the afternoon. I get a text about 5 hours later, and he just goes, I'm 5 episodes in. And I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, Game of Thrones. I just started. I can't stop.
Wait, I think it's Anthony. I actually don't know.
I'm talking the guy from Pat's Retro Game Review podcast.
Oh, then that's not who I'm thinking of.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know any other Anthony.
The problem is like there's like the Planet Arbitrarians that have come and gone. So there's like a few who I think I know I've heard of. Or, like, someone related to or something that's been...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's fine. You don't need to know.
Yeah, but anyway, so now this morning, he texts me a picture of the screen. I'm like, it's 9:30 in the morning. You got up and started watching Game of Thrones again. He's like, I can't stop. Well, I don't blame him.
He should be done by now.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he started yesterday and it's this morning,
should be done by now.
Yeah,
he should have watched all of them. Fucking casual.
Fucking casual. No, because if he starts at noon and he only makes it to like what now it's like around noon today, so that's 12 episodes. That's not even that's barely the second season at that point. I'm just saying, If somehow he could fold time and space.
He should have maxed out at least.
Well, yeah, okay.
Which he clearly
I'll give you
did
that.
Not.
I will give you that. He should have maxed out.
Right. Like, obviously, if he can't, if you like, last I checked, you can't do the impossible.
How many seasons has there been? Four?
I
think there's four. Yeah, there's four seasons. Yeah,
four.
So four seasons, so that's what,
yeah,
40 hours?
They're almost past where the written books are.
Not quite. They're getting close.
Fucking close.
They got one more book left.
That's okay, because the showrunners know how the Game of Thrones ends. They know who wins the Game of Thrones.
It's George R. R. Martin's suspenders.
Because Martin fucking told them, because he's like, I'm old and I might die. Here's how it ends.
No, the one thing I love about Martin is Martin doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
So he's just like, this is how it ends. You can, yeah, go ahead. Fuck it. I don't care.
Right.
It's like,
it's awesome.
He doesn't give a shit anymore. He doesn't like the books anymore. So,
but I mean, it's also nice that he fucking told someone how it ends.
Yeah, unlike Robert Jordan.
The goddamn Wheel of Time.
You know what? The book still ended way better than if Jordan was writing it.
Probably.
Welcome to Fantasy Chat. Okay, welcome to Game Classy. I am your host, Joe, and with me, as always, is the greatest social justice warrior of them all, Steve.
Why don't you go back to Tumblr, dickhead?
I don't get it.
Let me mansplain something to you right now.
I don't get any of it. I'm too old anymore.
It's outrage culture.
Yeah, I mean,
No, like, that's the current zeitgeist is outrage culture. It's people finding out about something, being outraged about it, expressing their outrage about it, and moving on to the next thing to be outraged about.
Yeah, we had that in the 90s, except we just didn't have the internet that we had.
Well, there you go.
We called it political correctness culture.
No. This is slightly different.
It's the same fucking thing, except it has the internet.
Because political correctness was usually just, like, some rando on, like, Channel 12 News, like, talking about some shit, and you're just like, ah, what an idiot. Now, it's a bajillion people all fucking talking about
the
same
thing. Well, yeah, it's the same thing, except that now it's, you have the internet behind it.
It's far more severe, because people are able to find far many more things to be outraged about at a much higher rate than ever before.
Oh, I completely agree. All right, so let's get in some gaming news.
Gaming news.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, huge.
This is why I don't like doing podcasts with you when you're awake.
You're talking about the crappy Fantasy Flight merger?
Yes.
Nobody cares. It's not news.
People
unless
care.
You're in Europe. Unless you're in Europe.
Well, no, I care about it in America, and I'll explain why. Okay, so give a little bit of background on it. Fantasy Flight Games, one of the best board gaming companies in America. And I'm not talking just in terms of games, because most of their games are pretty shitty.
You also forgot to say America?
America. I mean, their games aren't shitty, but it's like, it's not... Like,
LCGs are a big deal. And
yeah, their LCGs are great.
And Star Wars X-Wing is a big deal.
Yeah. A lot of their games are kind of thematic games. There's not a... You know, they have some good stuff. They have the Battle Lore license. They have...
Irrelevant.
Yeah. But...
Like I said, the things that are relevant they have is the LCGs and Star Wars X-Wing. Other than that, they have solid games, but those games don't matter.
But what really makes them the best company is their customer service. Their customer service is goddamn impeccable. Now, I don't know about on your side as a distributor, but on my side as a customer, I've gone through them before for missing tokens, missing pieces, and they literally respond within a week and just was like, oh, here you go.
Here's the deal. When I place an order with them, I say, this is how much I want. They say, here's how much you're getting, and here's when it'll arrive. That is amazing when it comes to dealing with manufacturers.
You know why I believe that's so? It's because they're a company out of, what is it? Is it Minneapolis
or
St. Paul? Is it Minneapolis or St. Paul?
Oh, I don't know. Just Minnesota.
We'll play the Twin Cities, just to be fair.
Oh, no. I'm over in St. Cloud. There's no way I could make it out there. There's just no way.
Well, I mean, they have... They are...
Minnesota.
They are Pat B without all of his city influence. You know? Mm. I mean, like, you take everything that Pat B is negative about, and you take that away, and that's how nice they are.
He's not but country charm.
Yeah. I like the fact that that Pat B's, like, you talk with him about his family call him City Guy
city
or
guy.
City Boy.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's like, oh, City Boy over there.
Oh, no. We're over in St. Cloud. There's just no way.
St. Olaf. No,
it's St. Cloud.
Yeah. Isn't that where the college from coach is from?
St. Cloud is in Minnesota, so maybe it might be. I don't know. I don't support things that star Craig T. Nelson because Craig T. Nelson is awful. Poltergeist is pretty good, but I would hardly say Craig T. Nelson is the star of Poltergeist.
He is. He's Unless you count Zelda Rubinstein.
Right. Well, he might have been top billing, but yeah. The little girl is the star, yeah. / Zelda Rubinstein.
Who's the mom? Is that Bonnie Bedelia?
I don't fucking know.
These pipes are clean.
These pipes are clean.
You've got to go away from the light, child.
Carol Ann.
You know what?
I just watched that movie the other day.
Really enjoyed to see pornography of that lady.
I'm sure the internet can make it
yeah.
happen.
Yeah.
The internet can make
it'll
it
be
happen.
Sweet. Well, I don't want to see like pictures of it. I want to see real
you're like screaming into the mic.
Real deep dicking Zelda from Poltergeist.
Yeah. But anyway, so Fantasy Flight.
Coming to my ass, child.
So Fantasy Flight is merged with Asmodee Games. Now it's a merger, it's not a buyout by Asmodee.
Unlike Days of Wonder, which is a buyout from Asmodee.
Now is Days of Wonder from Germany?
I don't know where Days of Wonder is.
Okay. But anyway, so you know it's a French company because it's a merger and it's not a takeover. It would be a takeover if it was a German company. However, they wouldn't call it a takeover. They'd be like, we were invited to have this company.
There was punch and pie.
We were told we could have it.
Cakes were served.
There was a referendum.
But you know, Asmodee did take over.
And then
over
we took
Days
the student land. I mean, the game company.
You know that Days of Wonder was bought by Asmodee and they yeah. called it a merger, but it's definitely not because they're getting rid of all of the managing staff of Days of Wonder.
Yeah, but you know what? From what I hear, though...
Merger in name only.
Yeah. Mino?
Yeah. But Fantasy Flight is not that case. That is... the management is staying the same. And it's not really news for the U.S. because nothing's changing.
But I don't... But that's what they say right now, but, you know... Okay, and now, this is not just me talking about Rackham, because you know my hatred of Rackham. Like, I love
You loved Rackham.
I do. I love their games, everything, but their management was so shitty.
Oh, okay.
As shitty as their games.
Zingers.
Yeah. Actually, their games were pretty good. I really like... I really liked Hybrid.
It's the only one, and it was meh.
I liked Confrontation. I thought Confrontation was a good game.
Clearly, you never played anyone using the undead.
Oh, I know. That's what you're... Steve discounts any game if he finds one flaw in it.
Dude, that's a pretty insane flaw. Every single tournament won by the same faction. I'd call that more than a flaw.
I mean, that's tournament play. You could also play with friends.
Who does that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You have to have friends, Steve.
Yeah, who does that? Like, friends, they're not going to play. They're not going to play at their best. They're going to be like, oh, I said I'd come over and have some sodas and, you know, play some games. I don't want that.
Actually,
I destroy people.
Fantasy Flight's out of Roseville, Minnesota. I don't want, you know, okay, so on the last podcast we talked about the James Bond thing. And then, James Bond. We were talking about James Bond playing Monopoly. And there was a...
Rolling dice. Goldfinger. Looks like you've landed on Park Place.
Yeah, exactly. And I couldn't remember the name of Felix.
I don't even remember that.
I couldn't remember the name of his CIA guy, Felix Leiter.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
someone
yeah.
on the thread commented, his name was Felix Leiter. Now, here's the thing, Steve. Here's the thing. If I cared that much, I live in the internet age, I could just literally pull out my phone and look it up. I don't need someone commenting and telling me.
You did care.
But I mean, but I did. I literally the second I walked out your door, I was like, his name is Felix. Okay, cool. But what just irks me is like,
way to drop the ball.
Why do people need to comment and like tell me stuff I already know? Like,
because via the information you presented, you did not know.
Yeah, but I mean, like they don't need to tell me because like everyone should just assume that if I really care, I'll look it up later and figure it out.
So if you're ever going to tell Joe anything, instead send him a text message or post a picture of your genitals.
That's far better because at least it's
Show
it's
me
information.
Your genitals.
Yeah. So Asmodee is a French company, and well,
Asmodee.
Asmodee, as I will call it from Asmode, as I will call it from now on. Asmode is a French company, and as I was saying before, I've dealt with French companies before, especially when buying minis, like, from overseas, not just Rackham Confrontation. And they've always just had the worst customer service I've ever dealt with in my life.
Aiello's good. The guys who made King of Tokyo in New York?
I don't know them.
They're French. King of Tokyo, the game?
Yeah, but I don't know if I've ever dealt with them.
Oh, okay.
Like, I know I've dealt with Asmode before at Gen Con. They're not terrible, but... You know.
They're gigantic.
Yeah.
So, like, they actually could be... Like, they're... This is the thing with the gaming industry. The bigger your business is, the more of a dick you can be.
Yeah.
Like, There's a distributor, Diamond Comics. I'm sure you've heard of them.
Oh, I'm well aware of Diamond.
Diamond is the only distributor for Marvel and DC Comics.
Diamond.
So if Joe calls me up because he's opening a comic book store and I'm his Diamond representative, and I'm like, hey, how's it going? Great. Yeah, sure. I'll get you these books. And then when I ship Joe's comics, I'm all, you know, I fuck up. And Joe's like, hey, you didn't send me the right comics. I'm like, oh, so sorry about that. We'll send you the right comics next week. And then that'll happen every week. It could. I'm not saying it will, but it could happen every single week. But the thing about it is, you're fucked as the comic book store owner, Joe. Because, you know what? If you were like, but this service is reprehensible, I'm going to go elsewhere for my comics. And I'll be like, okay, where are you going to go? Idiot. I'm the only fucking distributor of comics.
Who's reading comics in this day and age?
So, like, they have a gaming arm, which is the biggest gaming distributor, Alliance. And apparently, well, I used to deal with Alliance and I worked at Gamers Paradise. And I can say, from personal experience, 100% of my orders were wrong. There was always something wrong. Like, I tried, like, the best was I ordered two cases of Mirrodin, and they sent me two cases of Mercadian Masks.
Those assholes.
Mercadian Masks is garbage. Mirrodin was gold. So I'm like, listen here, motherfucker. Why do I have goddamn Mercadian Masks? This shit does not sell. Where's my fucking Mirrodin?
Those assholes.
Yeah, well, they're shitlords.
They are. But, I mean, it's true. Like, you get big, like, you get, like, Watsy, and you tend to fuck up.
Yeah, or not care.
Or not care.
Like, I mean, if I was gigantic and just getting money, like,
you
handed to me.
You are pretty gigantic.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of a big deal.
You're kind of a big deal.
Like, if I was a huge deal, like, people had to use me for anything, like, in my life.
Like, when I have to use you for podcasting, you're just a complete nutter dick for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's how it works.
I'm all for it. I'm like, oh, you want the ratings? Let me just slurp my tea.
Now, that's not to say Fantasy Flight doesn't have its passive-aggressive nature with it. Whenever Fantasy...
They're in Minnesota, which is like Canada.
Well, I mean,
so,
like,
I mean, they'll apologize to you a lot.
I mean, they're like, they do stuff like when they lost the Dust license to Battlefront. Now, like, right now, everything is on sale on their website for Dust, and you could buy everything for like
$5. Oh, yeah. Well, that's their holiday sale.
Yeah.
They did that last year as well, and Dust was on sale there. Because no one was buying it then, and no one is buying it now.
Yeah. I was talking with someone on the
come over in St. Cloud. There's just no way.
On the Reddit page, we had a nice little thread about Dust, and we were talking about it. And it just
Reddit page?
Yeah, Game Classy has a Reddit page. Our Game Classy.
I'll make sure to go downvote everything.
You do that, sir.
I'll get my downvote bot going.
I mean, we only have like 24 people on the actual Reddit page, but it's actually like a really nice little group. We've been having nice conversations.
I'll slap some dick pics on there.
Yeah, you do that.
Finally.
Game Classy gone wild. You have to create your own subreddit, sir.
It's not going to be my dick. It's just going to be dick pics. Ones that I've collected over the years. Pruned and scrutinized and looked over and been like, yeah, the color's off on this one. Oh, this one's got an unsightly mole.
This
pubic
one's
hair too long. And I'll be like, this one is just right.
This guy's eating a sandwich. But we were talking about Dust, and like, I think I've kind of catalyzed my problem with Dust right now is, aside from the shitty, shitty rules for Dust Warfare, it's that Dust is in 1/35th scale, which is just too damn fucking big for me.
I thought you were going to go with the fact that, like, it's got less players than Dark Age.
That's a lot. That's not a lot of players.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of players. But you still love your Dark Age. So what does it matter?
I mean, love is relative. I have it. I'm invested at this point. Yeah. I really like the figures, and no one's going to buy it if I try to sell it. So
that's true. But yeah, one of the things that I did
so
find...
They collect dust in the
I closet. Found the wording of the press release for Asmode and Fantasy Flight's merger really disturbing. Like, there are no immediate plans to change any of Fantasy Flight or Asmode's hobby market, retailer, or distributor relationships in North America. So there's no immediate plans. For the foreseeable future, it is anticipated that current and upcoming FFG products will continue to be localized and sold by FFG's existing international partner, blah, 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 blah. I mean, they keep on using words like that, so you know shit's coming down the line.
Well, Asmodee is not a fan of exclusives.
Asmode.
Is a fan of exclusives. Believe me, butt action. they're not a fan of exclusives, so, like, Days of Wonder currently has an exclusive deal with Alliance where like you would only get Days of Wonder games from Alliance. Presumably, whenever the terms of that exclusive deal are up, Asmodee will then release the deal. So I think that's a lot of that wording is especially for distributors too, because people are wondering, you know, anytime a big thing happens manufacturing wise, most distributors are like, fuck, does that mean there's going to be goddamn exclusives?
Now tell this news again in a French accent.
Je m'appelle Steve. Asmodee. Fuck you, America.
No. Asmodee.
Au français.
Fromage.
Be our guest.
Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin around your neck, Shetty, and we provide our respect.
You know what's weird about the movie?
That's the guy from Law and Order?
Cogsworth is clearly British, yet Lumiere is clearly French.
Well, the whole thing takes place in France.
Are you sure?
100%.
So then why is Cogsworth there?
I don't know. But
British people hate French people. They've been at war forever, like punching each other in the dicks and stuff.
Yeah, they fought a war for 100 years.
And Americans awkwardly hate French people because France is pretty much responsible for America. Which may be why Britain still hates them to this day.
I like French food. I like French wine. I like French art. I like French movies. Not a big fan of the French. I don't understand it.
How many French people have you ever met?
Like three.
Zero? Are we rocking zero here?
No, just three. But I'm basing the whole entire culture off three people. I'm just saying.
But did they offer you baguettes?
Oh, baguettes.
Because if they didn't offer you baguettes, they're not true Frenchmen.
A croissant. But okay, so let's... moving on.
I'm gonna go eat some gito with my Slav friends.
Got a lot more to talk about here, and I want to make sure we leave room for
dicks
AD&D trivia today. So
fuck, my head hurts.
So Games Workshop is releasing their next book in their End Time series, which is all Dark Elves. Steve is sleeping, but we did find out today that Glotkin has a wiener.
Yeah, there's a dick on it. Cock and balls.
Three balls.
Nice.
One more and he gets a walk.
Nice. But I don't even know what Glotkin is.
He's that big monster thing, the nurgly monster thing.
Oh, wait. It's a Games Workshop model? Fuck it.
But it has a wiener.
I know. It's pretty hilarious. It's a wiener. So did the fucking Slayer.
No, he just had balls. He never saw his wiener.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you're feeling conflicted here, aren't you?
I heard back in the day, Bellicor's like first sculpt was a huge dick.
It wasn't a dick. It was the sheath.
Ah, okay.
It was like the wiener sheath.
Ah, right.
So they had to sculpt
like a dog.
Like a dog.
Or a horse. Big ass dick.
Look at my horse. My horse is amazing.
Ew. It tastes just like raisins.
Oh, old meme.
Oh, that's fucking Egg Bob or whatever.
Yeah,
random shit.
Old school shit. But yeah, so they're doing that. So
the best thing about that guy is the fucking asteroids with the little three like aliens coming out. It's just like and this one guy's fat. He's like good stuff.
It sounds great right there.
It's fantastic.
So once again, they're releasing an End Time book that no one will ever buy for Games Workshop
or care about
because it's for a edition of the game that is going away. Everyone knows it's going away. You know what? What if
Fantasy's dead? Everyone knows Fantasy's
dead.
What
if the Fantasy Flight and Asmode merger allows for them to buy Games Workshop? You know what that would mean? Amazing fucking Bretonians for the French.
Yeah, it's true. If they bought Games Workshop, I think that'd be an interesting thing, because I don't think they would keep the assembling miniatures thing alive. I think they would release like Dust style for 40K or Fantasy.
I mean, that would be way better, I think.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like assembling models is the
it's trash.
Models
it really
is the fucking worst. It's terrible. Like I know it keeps me from playing games, and I know it keeps a lot of people from playing games where they're just like they open up their shit and they're like, God damn it. Just fucking throw it away.
Well, I mean,
They need to figure out a way to make Minnie's building as fun as building a Gundam, but that's impossible because you're only building one thing.
Yeah. You build your one thing, and then you take pictures
and
of it.
And you're done.
You're like, Mom, I don't get enough good light here in the basement to take pictures of my Gundams. But the...
slap you in the face of my wiener. going back to the dick pics.
The... Assembling miniatures. I tell you, lately, it's all about One Piece models. That's right. All I fucking care
assembly
about.
Models is
like,
awful.
Literally, I've been having to glue guys onto horses from some models I'm doing, and I'm just like, fuck,
this is fucking awful.
This is the worst. It's just like two pieces. You know what's not actually.
You don't want to break your concentration, because if you break your concentration, you have to go to concentration camp.
Oh. That's what Days of Wonder would have.
Oh!
Germans.
Infinite unkind humor.
So, I mean, what Soda Pop does with their figures, but all their figures are off sprues, though. So that makes it a little nicer. It's not as... And they have, like these slots.
They're the spun stuff, right?
Yeah, and it's like you have... What's I'm talking about? Like... You actually, like, the pieces go together. They fit together,
right.
Designed to go together in a specific way. Like, dealing with Warlord's plastics, it's like they're, like, Space Marine style fucking putting pieces together. I don't fucking want to do that.
But you might lose posability.
Customizability, sir.
I hate that guy. Like, that fucking guy's a dick.
Everyone fucking, and I've said this.
I gotta glue my tyrannid bitch to my hermit crab.
Fucking Brandon. What a dickhead.
No, seriously, I've said this on the podcast 1,000 times. How many people who play fucking Games Workshop games have just boxes and boxes of fucking bits they never use?
Yeah, because you save your bits because you never know when you're
going to need
them. And you
never
need
them. it's the worst.
There's a Mordheim video game coming out.
I saw that.
It looks interesting.
It's
weird.
I'd rather them just put out a new version of Mordheim, though.
No, that's not going to happen.
I know, but I'd rather
you take the video game and you like it, because that's all you're getting.
That's all I'm getting.
It looks weird. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not it looks like a game that should have been made like 10 years ago. Like, that's what the graphics kind of look on it.
I don't know. I saw like some stills. It looked all right.
I mean, it does, but it looks like a game from 2004 instead of
2014.
Yeah.
Waft that over in your direction.
Yeah, thank you. Kings of War Kickstarter. I know that, what is it, for a new edition of the rulebook?
Yes, edition dos. And you can get some super cheap starting armies in addition to your second edition rule book.
Yeah, I saw it's like $50. You get two rule books,
you get
a hardcover and a soft cover. You get like an exclusive
unlike
miniature.
The, like $85 pocket edition of Games Workshop's rules.
Warhammer 40K.
Yeah, Warhammer 40K. $85 pocket edition.
Pocket edition.
have you seen it? Have you seen it in person? Have you seen how fucking small it is?
It's tiny.
It's fucking ridiculous.
And people wonder why, and Games Workshop wonders why people go and pirate their goddamn games.
We'll pirate the shit out of it. And I'll buy all my Games Workshop models from Shapeways, because fuck them.
You know what? The technology's not there yet.
You know what? I'm a big fan of good enough.
Yes, you are. That's why
just
we're
like,
that's
fuck
why
it.
We're that's why we're talking about kicks. And that's why we're talking about Kings of War right now.
Good enough. Well, Kings of War's rules are fucking top tier.
No,
minis,
I do.
Minis, good enough.
I like Kings of War's rules engine.
The rules are like the rules are legit the best. The models definitely fall under the umbrella of good enough.
Well, we were talking about who was it I was talking to? I think it might have been Pat. Were we talking about? No, it wasn't Pat.
Oh, it could be Pat. Pat doesn't know anything about models.
Yeah, well, no, we were talking about game engines.
Oh, right.
Like, someone was asking me about tabletop game engines because I said it and they didn't know what I meant by that. Some people just don't know what.
It's just like a video game engine. It's the same thing.
Well, that's why I said it wasn't Pat, because Pat would know what a video game engine
right,
is.
Right. So it's someone who just knows nothing about games.
Probably. So, I mean, it was, it's basically, it for those who do not know and they're listening to this podcast, an engine is just a rule set that you could,
That's probably impossible.
Yeah, probably. But then you could skin over it with whatever property you want.
Right.
So
GURPS is the ubiquitous example.
Yeah. But the,
The generic universal role-playing system. GURPS.
Did you hear Dungeons & Dragons is going to do that for 4th edition? They're going to, what they did for Pathfinder? 3.5. Remember, you know what they, when they released the rules for 3.5? Or they made the common...
You mean the OGL, the Open Game License.
Open Game License.
Yeah, they're going to do something with 5th edition.
4th edition.
Was that what it's going to be?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they did that for 3rd edition.
Well, then nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Actually,
fourth edition is garbage.
You'd be really surprised how many people love fourth edition still. Surprisingly love fourth edition.
Well, unless it's more than 10,000, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I mean, it could be 10,000 for all I know. But
if it is 10,000, there's 10,000 fucking idiots.
Well,
you fucking point at them and laugh.
Warhammer 40K is still one of the top-selling mini games of all time. Currently top-selling mini games. But the...
I actually have an interesting thought about that. I think because War Machine and Hordes is so stale is why...
I've been thinking that lately, too. Not necessarily stale, but just kind of...
No, it's definitely... Well,
it's kind of
stagnant. Like, the metagame is just stagnant.
It's kind of just boring lately. Nothing exciting,
right?
You know?
Well, there's a lot of problems with, like one, Hordes... I said it like a year and a half ago.
You say a billion times.
Hordes is still better than War Machine, just down the line.
Yeah.
The best armies for War Machine, or for the tournament scene, has been Circle and Legion for 2.5 years. The two best armies have never changed. But the thing about that is they're... army lists haven't even changed.
Yeah.
Just like, you got the same shit you've been crumping people with for 2.5 years, and you still crump people with it because the new stuff isn't good enough.
Yeah. I completely agree. You know, and I just got rid of a bunch of my War Machine stuff. I still kept a couple things. I kept a small army together for me.
It needs a fucking third edition. It needs a third edition that updates mechanics of the game. Fuck updating the models. It needs to update the mechanics.
Maybe even. But anyway, what I was saying is Kickstarter, you know, Kings of War Kickstarter, they're doing that. A lot of hate coming out on that one.
Yeah.
They're just people getting upset. I don't know. I think it's just because Mantic's use of Kickstarter.
Tell them to take it to Cool Mini or not.
Yeah. Take it to Cool Mini.
Take it to Cool Mini. Why don't you direct your complaints to Cool Mini or not? Yeah.
No,
what
I'm
not... fucking Kickstarters if they run for Zombicide at this point?
Three. We've talked about this on the podcast.
They all suck because Zombicide is a fucking shit game. It's awful. And I'm pissed that people pay money for it.
What was that? Just I saw Zombicide on something or other.
You know what Zombicide is? It's a fucking Will Wheaton game. It's a Will Wheaton game. Will Wheaton games are the blight of this world.
Zombicide was on South Park.
They had the stack of board games. Yeah.
The Magic the Gathering with the Underground Magic tournament that I fucking talked about on the fucking podcast.
No, that was a different episode.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but they once again did. I want fucking story credit on that one.
The cock magic?
Yeah.
No.
Hmm.
No, not even close.
Oh,
sorry.
I just like the idea of the Underground Magic tournament. I really want to make that movie.
He's just like wrecking the Underground Magic scene.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he's playing the planes.
so
he
what?
He casts banishing light. It's over. It's over.
Well, what's the thing, like, you know, what blocks of magic are allowed at this tournament?
Oh, there are no rules.
The only rule of this tournament is. There are no rules.
You just go like, it's vintage.
Oh, so like, vintage.
And there's
three
dudes.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's just like, it's vintage. So there's three dudes playing. Like, I've got a Black Lotus. So do I. It's three guys throwing their like $35,000 decks at each other. Like, look at my cards.
So also, Warlord released the free PDF.
Beyond the Gates of Antares.
I wanted to give you an intro for that one.
Nope. But... I'll just bust right into it.
Yeah, you did.
You said Warlord. There's only one thing that matters for Warlord, and it's Poopman. Get your Poopman here.
They are so fucking expensive. Have you seen the prices on those things?
I have not seen the prices, but any amount you spend on a Poopman is a dollar well spent because they're Poopman.
They are so fucking expensive.
And I'd like to take this time to introduce a Game Classy contest.
Oh, what's that?
Relating the Poopman.
Oh, what's this?
I want...
This has not gone through me, so this is interesting to me as well.
I want people to submit a drawing, illustration, or a photograph of a sculpted model, or a purchased model, if they want to do the Poopman, you know. I want them to post pictures to the Facebook page, or tweet them at me, at Game Classy. And my personal favorite will get a copy of Drinking Quest 2, signed by me and Joe.
Is this the do they have to send a picture of a Poopman?
Yeah, like their own their drawing
interpretation,
right,
of a Poopman.
It can be a drawing. It can be charcoal, pencil. It can be MS Paint, Photoshop. It could be a picture of a miniature. Like, they could take a space marine and use some Sculpey to turn that space marine from a shitty-ass fucking space marine into a sweet poopman.
I like how you said Sculpty. Like, there was air quotes around Sculpty. You could put some Sculpty on it to make it look like a poopman.
That's right.
I mean, seriously, you know.
So there you go. Contest. Win Drinking Quest 2.
That's right, baby.
You know, Warlord, I like them, but once again, it's the biggest problem is that it's the three worst things that you could have for gaming. It's that may your rules be written by a Brit, may your models be sculpted by a Brit, and may your games be distributed by the Brits.
Oh, fuck.
Actually, the rules are written by Alessio, but he still technically counts as a British guy right now because he's in with that crowd.
The rules are probably okay.
Oh, the rules are actually pretty decent. Yeah. I mean, I'm not... The problem is not the rules with the game. The problem is just the IP. It's my same problem I have with King's War. It's just not interesting to me.
Alessio is like the literal best person you can get to write the first edition of your rules.
Yeah. Oh, no, you are completely
you
right.
You get that dude to write your first edition, and then you, for edition two, you like, you know, get people to tweak it. Because his base rule sets are great.
Oh, trust me, dealing with him through bolt action and his, like, ideas.
I believe you mean butt action.
Bolt action, yes. dealing with that, where he does the F, like, his...
Butt action, it works on so many levels.
His ideas to tweak the rules and fix them are the worst things in the world. Like, you just want to stay away from him whenever it comes... Because he's just like... Oh, you know, this thing that everybody's complaining
about. Flamethrowers need to do more damage.
No, he would be like, okay. So
he's Italian, but if, well, I mean, maybe he's a Nazi sympathizer. So he'd be like, German flamethrowers need to do more damage. 4d6 damage from German flamethrowers, 1d6 divided by 2 damage from all other country flamethrowers.
You know he's British because the British have the best rules in that game.
I thought,
they seriously
I
have.
I thought the Marines were busted.
Well, the U.S. is pretty busted, but the fucking Brits are just fucking just... It's like, you were never that good in the war.
What about the Canadians?
Well, the Canadians technically go into the Commonwealth. So, but aside from that, it's like...
So sorry.
I think I've talked about on the podcast. It's like, vehicle flamethrowers are the worst. Man-pack flamethrowers are okay. So he goes, everybody's complaining about flamethrowers. Here's how I think you could fix man-pack flamethrowers. And you're like, that's not what I'm talking about.
That's awesome. That's fucking great.
Yeah. I mean, it's dumb shit like that. I wouldn't get into it. But yeah, Antares, the rule set is great. It uses the D10 system, which I'm still not sold on.
D10s are kind of useful because they're percentage. So you're like... Nine, that means I have a 90% chance to hit.
I know.
Although when you actually roll the dice, it never fucking...
No.
You're just like,
you still
fuck!
You still have a 10% chance of rolling that nine. As I said, it's a good rule set. I mean, it takes everything that butt action does properly, and it tweaks it, makes it better.
And add a dash of poopman.
But that's the problem is that it's all sci-fi, so you're just like, I don't fucking give a shit about any of these races or anything like that. At least with butt action, you're like, oh, Americans. I'm American. I can relate to this. Or
I'm going
to
paint these guys. Why aren't these guys fed? How come they aren't riding around in freedom scooters?
Yeah. What the fuck's going on?
Where's his McNuggets?
But seriously, it's... I mean, I don't know too much about Dead Zone because I haven't, like, really read in depth on the Dead Zone rules, but I can tell
Maybe
you
because you're too busy spending your time on Tumblr fighting for social justice.
Yeah, exactly. I just go to my fetish Tumblrs.
I like animated GIF Tumblrs. They're fun. It's like Sherlock's making a joke on the scene.
He's rolling his eyes over and over and over again.
Yay!
But I like
a little clapping.
The Dead Zone rules are fine. I think the Antares rules are better if you like 40K style games. That's what I'm gonna say. If you like a 40K style and size game, Antares is the rule set for you. Just the IP is just kind of really boring right now. So
Minis games are fucking garbage. Minis games suck.
Minis games suck.
They're the worst.
Okay.
Unless someone wants to assemble and paint my models for me, then that would be fine. Then Minis games would be great.
You know what? You were fucking speaking of the Kings
Yet
of
I
War.
Yeah, I hate pre-painted games, which is weird.
Yeah, because they're all clicks.
Yeah, that's true.
Something that I fucking hated from a Kickstarter, speaking because we were talking about Kings of War going on with Kickstarters. I think it's over with now, but the Norsegard fucking Kickstarter.
The RPG setting?
No. It's a mini game.
Oh.
Fucking expensive as shit for getting like as many models as you did, and they charge you for shipping, which bothers the fuck out of me with a Kickstarter, because it's like, why are you charging me shipping for this Kickstarter. Don't do that.
You know why?
Why?
Because they don't fucking care.
They don't.
That's why.
George W. Bush doesn't care about black people, and Kickstarter and Northgard
doesn't care about paying shipping costs.
And before we get we're getting towards the end here. I know Hawk War Games, the guys who do Drop Zone Commander. Every time we talk about Drop Zone Commander, there's always at least one or two people who are always like, "You guys talking about Drop Zone Commander?
I'm gonna fucking buy
Drop Zone Commander." Buy some Drop Zone Commander.
And James bought Drop Zone Commander, and the last time Cliff was like, "Fuck, I really want to buy Drop Zone Commander." Stop talking about it.
It's a good game. The rules.
It looks awesome.
It looks great. The rules are good. The problem for me is just scale.
The starter set's great. Well, see, I like the scale. Yeah, I love
you
the smaller
games. You like that scale. Yeah. And I normally do too, but I have a lot of Epic, so it's like.
Yeah, see, I have no Epic.
Yeah. I shouldn't say I have a lot of.
It's pretty bad.
You got to use the right scale. You have to use the right. There's like four different Epic rule sets, so you just have to use the right one. But yeah, I like. Drop Zone Commander has always been very interesting to me. I love the terrain. I like the way that the game looks. I got no problem with it. I just don't play it.
If only it had Poopman.
A giant flying turd.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the Tyranid ships from BFG?
No, nobody played BFG. Necrons came out. you're playing an army that uses the rules of the game? I've brought Necrons. Get ready to be shit on casual.
Remember when people used to play a BFG?
It was probably before the Necrons came out, but yeah.
I know, but people still play it.
Yeah.
I still see it every once in a while. I see someone dust off their old...
I remember there was
pull
a...
pull out the box and go...
No, there was a group of, six wiener kids at, the bunker. They weren't actually wiener kids. They were all right. They played
did
fantasy.
Did they play at the bunker?
Yeah.
Then they were wiener kids.
They were a little older. They were past the age group that I generally refer to wiener kids.
Were they, like, in their 20s?
Maybe like late teens, early 20s.
Damn wiener kids.
But nah, the wiener kids are fucking little. Like,
yeah, they could be wiener kids regardless.
Nah, no, they're like, you can upgrade from like douches. Like every time I say a wiener kid, I mean like that's like 12 year old or below. Like fucking wiener kid. But
see, when you work where I work, it's like anyone under anyone 18 and under is a damn wiener kid. So,
All
right.
So they played 40K and fantasy, and they all got into BFG, even though I advised them not to.
Like big fucking gothic.
Like, they all came up to me and they're like, "Hey Steve, we should play Battlefleet Gothic." And I'm like, "Why don't you guys just expand your 40K or fantasy armies?" Like I did the opposite of what anyone who operates Games Workshop wants you to do, which is to sell expensive shit to kids that they'll never use.
Yeah.
That's what they want you to do.
No, actually, what they would want you to do.
Tell you that they don't.
Well, what they would tell you to do is sell them the BFG and the 40K.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, but he only has $40. Like, he literally has all of his money in the world in his pocket and it's $40. I can't sell him both. What do I do? It's like Sophie's Choice.
You can't sell him one thing for $40.
Or like at the end of The Good Son when that lady's like, "Do I save Macaulay Culkin or Elijah Wood?" Like, how is that even a choice? Obviously, you pick Elijah Wood.
Yeah.
He's the goddamn Hobbit.
Yeah, and he played
Frodo.
And he played Harry Potter, so it's great.
Yeah, and he's a maniac, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So they all started BFG, and it was like the small, like there were six total, and like four of the kids like were there, and they all picked up BFG. Like one of them was like, "I'm gonna be Imperium, I'm gonna be Chaos." You know, they started their lists, and like one of them special ordered a bunch of Tyranid stuff, and they like brought their stuff in, they're painting, they're learning, and then their other friend comes up, and what they did is they picked their armies they played in 40K. That's what they wanted to use in BFG, and I'm like, sure, that's legit. Unfortunately for these kids, kid number five, he played Necrons in 40K. So they like all got their stuff painted. They started playing, and they each played against the Necron kid once, and they were like, "Fuck this game!" And they never played BFG again.
Nope, you are absolutely right.
I was like, "Yeah, well, that happens."
And that's what happens when you don't care about your rule sets.
You give zero shits about your rule sets.
All right,
and and whoever's idea it was that like you these are the rules of your game. I've got a great idea. I'm going to make a faction that completely ignores the rules for fucking everything.
Well, we are getting to that time where we're going to start playing some AD&D trivia, Steve.
Sick.
We have to come up with a... You know what I think? Oh, you know what? Before we start doing that, I wanted to mention Adepticon registration goes live on Monday.
Are you going to be playing Butt Action then?
I will be playing Butt Action. Me and Mr. Lyson are going to be doing doubles.
Nice.
For the Butt Action doubles tournament.
Finally.
Yes.
Maybe I'll sneak up behind you guys and goose you. Give me a little goosing while you're playing.
Well, we're going to hire you as our bodyguard, so you just stand behind us shirtless.
Nice.
Yeah.
With arms crossed?
With your arms crossed.
And shades?
Yeah.
Nice.
Be like, move along. Move along.
You know what I really want to do at some point? I haven't played Adepticon in a while, but I have an actual goal. I want to go up to like a tournament game and just like very casually and coyly pick up one of their figures and just fucking move it somewhere on the table. Just like whoop. I'd be like, oh, where did he go? It would be awesome.
People
they would get
their
so
shit.
Upset. I've seen more meltdowns at Adepticon than I've ever seen in any other game tournament.
You're absolutely right. Well, there's more tournaments going at Adepticon than
No. Game tournament. Like, I'm talking CCG. Like, in my history of playing games, I have only seen the epic tier meltdowns at Adepticon.
At Adepticon. So the registration
which just reinforces that 40K players are generally shitlords.
Yeah, so the Adepticon registration goes live on Monday. It's in Schaumburg this year, which is kind of nice. So it's going to be
Schaumburg.
So it's going to be in a bigger location. They're probably going to have a bigger store, which is nice for me on that.
Because you still buy minis to stick in your closet and never touch?
I touch them all the time.
Well, Butt Action, you do.
It's not a closet, Steve. It's my crawl space. Trust me. I have a lot. It's like you open it up. It's like the fucking end of Raiders.
This is like fucking Redmond's garage.
Yeah. No, you open it up. It's
like, why is it full of stuff?
You open it up and it's literally Ritz.
I mean, but that implies that there's a lot of value and excitement in discovering it for anyone to just be like, there's a bunch of fucking models. Just close it back up.
Well, all we know in the Raiders, the only thing that we know in the Raiders warehouse is the Ark of the Covenant. That's the only thing we know that's in there. Oh, and the alien bodies.
Right.
So, I mean, like, you could find something, like, classy.
And something else. James Woods. James Woods is also in there. He's locked in a crate.
James Woods.
But he's being looked after by top men.
Top men. Porkins, you don't know.
Porkins.
But yeah, so the game class
having a little trouble here.
Game class, you will be at Adepticon. I will be there at least playing a tournament. Steve will show up there for like 20 minutes and be like, I'm done.
Hopefully, I can really fuck someone's day up by moving a model.
Yeah, I'm sure you could go there,
be
Steve.
Like, you're ejected and banned from events. And they'll be like,
you could go see a polar bear from TTG or
that's true.
Tatigan. And you could go see the guys from us.
Maybe I'll steal his shades this time and I'll wear them around. Maybe. And then I'll be Polar Bear.
you could meet John Vendor Badge again.
Yes, Vendor Badge. I love Vendor Badge.
And you know what we should do? What we should honestly do?
We should get a bunch of lines from Batman Brave and the Bold and make Vendor Badge read them.
Yes. aside from that, we need to what we should do is we should do a dungeon run. We should do Tomb of Horrors. We should set that up. You run it.
What, at Adepticon?
Yeah. We'll get like we'll no, figure
that'd
out.
That'd be the sickest. I'll just be like, all right, there's a dark and musty path in front of you. Entering deep into the caverns, you can smell the disgustingly moist air coming from the mossy disgustingness. What do you do?
I walk into the cave.
A rock falls upon your skull and you die.
Don't I get a saving throw?
No, fuck off. Next player.
No, what we do is we'll get a couple people together and we'll do the Return of Tomb of Horrors,
we should do Tomb of Horrors. Then if a group completes it,
Return to the Tomb of
right,
Horrors.
But they have to beat Tomb of Horrors first.
Yeah, or we could do AD&D trivia. We could actually play the game.
Oh,
AD&D trivia,
because that's a trivia game with combat.
I will run the game. I will be the QM. And then, but we can have you against other people if they so challenge you.
I might lose. That trivia game is cool because it's got a lot of like technical questions, which is neat. I hope it doesn't have a lot of lore because like that's super unfair because like most people. Yeah, I hope it doesn't. Like I said, we'll find out because we're gonna be playing it. But I think that most people for like AD&D, like I might be wrong because I might just be colored by my own experience. But I think a lot of people who played AD&D, or even AD&D Second Edition, they didn't play AD&D. They either played their buddy's homebrew campaign, or they played one world like Al-Qadim, Like, I was talking to a dude.
Al-Kadim.
Well, it's fucking, Al-Kadim's fucking sweet as shit. Like, I'm not knocking it. But, like, the last time I was talking to a dude at Gen Con about, like, ADD, and, like, and he was talking to me about, like, everything that he experienced in ADD, just, like, telling me stories about his characters, not in a douchey way, because I asked him. don't ever tell someone about your character unless they fucking ask, goddammit. But, you know, and he's telling me all these stories. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I'm thinking about it, I'm like, everything he's fucking talking to me about is in Al-Kadim. And I'm like, so where was your campaign world? He's like, oh, we only ever played Al-Kadim. And I'm like, what do you play now? And he's like, we still play Al-Kadim. And I'm like, are you fucking shitting me? You've been playing Al-Kadim for fucking 30 years? So yeah, his group, that's all they did. I know there's guys like that with Ravenloft, and nobody's like that with Greyhawk. Nobody likes Greyhawk.
Gary Gygax liked Ravenloft.
No, Greyhawk.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Greyhawk.
Yeah.
I almost said Ravenloft again.
You said, like, Ravenhawk.
Raven.
Which is your own campaign setting. You've got a name now. Welcome to the world of Ravenhawk. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Can you withstand the mighty fury of a Dragon Strike?
And Ravenhawk is...
Did I ever put Dragon Strike up on the fucking Facebook
you
page?
You put it up at least once every 4 months.
Okay, good. Good. Because everyone needs to fucking see Dragon Strike.
In Ravenhawk, it's just like Forgotten Realms, except all of the dragons have bird wings instead of lizard wings.
Well, so does that mean I can't use my cleric, or can I use my magic user?
We have clerics, except they're called social justice warriors
and acrobat.
And
that's the best thing about the fucking the D&D cartoon opening. This is like he's giving everyone classes. It's like cavalier, thief, magic user, and acrobat. Like he runs out of ideas and is like, and acrobat. So I've been, anytime anyone lists things to me, I've been doing it at work. People are getting annoyed at work because they're like, someone's like, I need you to do this, 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 and I'm like, and acrobats.
All right, upset. So let's get into some AD&D trivia. We gotta first have the selection of characters by Steve. We're gonna do it random this time. Rando.
I played the fighter, the angel chick,
yeah,
drummed by
the
Braum,
the angel warrior of Braum last time.
Let's
go
see
ahead.
What we got here. I'm gonna pick this one. What do I have? Aw, shit, monster.
What is it?
It's a fucking ogre, yo.
Ogre?
It's an ogre. Like, what's the fucking
Garg?
Thing? Garg.
All right, so...
we'll each talk about Garg after the trivia.
Well, yeah. So, we have today...
Man, I'm fucking sweet. Look at that shit.
Yeah. So, we have today your question number... Those who wish to pass the Quizmaster...
What are you doing, 5 HP?
Yeah. You, well, no, you only get... Once you lose one, you're out.
I've got one HP? Jesus.
Yeah.
This is awful.
Dude, welcome to the Tomb of Horrors.
Then I don't get any HP. I just die.
You just die. All right. So, you get your level. Once again, for those who are just tuning in, this is the AD&D trivia game put out by TSR. It's, Steve's got to pass 5 questions. And if he can pass all 5 questions, he becomes the ruler of the universe for the next 2 weeks.
I made it to round 5 last week. But
you
I was,
did.
But I lost the question by 2.
By two.
By literal 2.
All right, so here we go.
As I said -6 instead of -8.
Question 1. For those playing at home, you could feel free to scream at your radios.
I get
radios.
One mulligan, though.
You do?
I got one last time.
Depends on the level. I will give you one mulligan if you screw up levels 1 through 3. However, if you hit 4 and 5, you get no mulligans on 4 or 5.
We're in.
Okay. So, number 1. What is a cantrip? Is it A, a spell that triggers a trap? B, a hidden wire or string used to trigger a trap? C, a spell used as practice method for apprentice wizards, or D, a small thrown weapon with protruding metal spikes.
It's the practice wizards one, because it's a free spell. You can just be like, boom.
You are correct. It is a spell used as practice method for apprentice wizards. Yeah. All right.
It's also level 0. You can have as many of them as you want.
By the way, I bought, I got a little bell for you, for us when we get it right. I just didn't bring it today.
Oh, man.
We'll do it for next time. This card is blank.
Oh, that means you can make up a question for me.
Level 2. Weapons are divided into 3 main categories. Slashing.
Blunt, slashing, and piercing.
You are correct. We are at level 3 now. Okay, so this is, once again, we're getting into the ACT style questions here.
All right.
Or SAT for those on the East Coast. Rogel enjoys a +1 bonus to the damage he inflicts. What is the lowest strength score he could have?
The lowest?
Yes.
+1 damage he inflicts. See, this is where I can get super fucking nerdy, because he could have any strength score.
What is the lowest strength score, though?
He could have a 1.
No, he enjoys a +1 bonus to the damage he inflicts.
That's the thing. I'm saying, like, yes. They want me to say, like... 14 or 13. Like 13, I think is 13 is the lowest. But in actuality, whatever number they have on there, if it's not one, that card is wrong.
Okay. But what's going to be your, what do you think the official answer is?
The official answer is probably 13.
Incorrect. It's 16. I will give you a mulligan on this okay. one. You can't argue with the card, Steve.
But the actual answer is
not,
one.
I'm not the one writing the cards. Gary Gygax wrote these cards on his deathbed.
He did not write those fucking cards. Otherwise, because you know what? Gary Gygax would have put that as a fucking trick question, and it's a one. Because if you have zero strength, you're dead. But you can have a one. You can enjoy a plus one bonus from many, many modifiers.
He would have been like, in the world of Greyhawk.
In Greyhawk, you can have a strength of one, yet still get a mighty plus one to your damage roll if you have the Belt of Ogres. Strength, or perhaps a ring of plus one damage.
Exactly. Okay, so here's your mulligan question.
All right.
Due to their hardy constitution, two races gain saving throw bonuses against poison and some kinds of magic.
Dwarves and halflings.
You are correct. Going on to now level five. This is level five.
Oh, should we be at level four?
On level four. I'm sorry, yeah. Level four.
Okay.
Okay. To gain bonus spells, what is the minimum wisdom that a PC priest must have?
Shit. This is where many editions get fucked. 16.
Incorrect. It is 13, Steve.
Fuck.
So you...
I swapped my answers.
You...
I did 16. I did 13 for fucking strength, and I did 16 for whiz.
No! Do the sound of the monster dying now, because you failed.
Yeah.
So, once again, Steve has not managed to become master of the universe.
Any of those style questions are the ones that are going to kill me. The ones that are like character creation, because that's the fucking...
You know, Steve, I know what you're
is
saying.
Is this AD&D or AD&D second?
This is... I'm assuming it's second, because it says second edition on the box.
Here. Well, I mean, is that the second edition of the trivia? Because I'm going to fucking brush up on this shit.
Look at it.
Yeah, that's AD&D second.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I'm going to fucking brush up on this shit, yo.
Yeah, so Steve, once again, you fail.
Drungnor, a dwarven fighter, has just discovered a ring of invisibility. He puts it on and wills himself to be invisible. Oops, only his legs disappear. Why did this happen? Unfortunately, I can't tell you the answer.
Because there's no
answer to it.
There's no answer to it. I'm assuming it's because he's wearing some sort of jerkin that prevents invisibility. I don't know. It's like I say, I will never play this game against you because I have no idea about any of this.
No, it's...
Don't try and take a guess because we don't know.
Yeah, it's fair. But like, it should be because of the interaction between his armor and his ring.
That's what I was saying. He has some sort of jerkin that prevents it.
It's not actually like an anti-magic thing, but yeah. Well, so I got to four, man.
Worse
than last time.
Yeah, you didn't do so well this time.
I really fucked up my ability scores,
and you used your mulligan too. So,
but that's a bullshit card because it could have been. You could have a one.
All right, so there you go, players.
That's what I said. It's one of those alpha nerd things where you're like, "Well, I know they're looking for this, but technically, it could just be one."
Maybe I will be running this game at Adepticon. We'll see. We'll judge
sweet.
By our
people
by
could, people could challenge me
by people wanting to play. Yeah.
I'd be excited to play against it.
Yeah, maybe we'll have some prizes too. Maybe we can get some prize support.
Maybe.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we could get a little D&D book or something.
Yeah. And you wanted to? We're running out of time, so I'm going to get soon. But we wanted to talk about Garg real quick. Gargan the clouded sword.
Yes, yes.
Because you wanted to say your joke.
Yes. I'll just say it real quick. Like, if anyone hasn't read Gargan the Paladin Sword, Moon Slicer or whatever.
Yeah, we might be doing a little bit of reading of that.
Yeah, but it's like an ogre finds a sword that's intelligent, and the sword is a lawful good paladin sword, and it quickly like makes the ogre its bitch essentially, and the ogre becomes good. Via like the domination of the sword, and
I like how Steve's interpretation of this is like the ogre becomes the slave to the sword.
It is. That's how it is. The ogre starts doing good, and like the sword, eventually the sword and the ogre become like peers, and the ogre gets smarter halfway through the story. And I don't know if that was intentional in the writing, but
yeah.
So that's the deal. It's interesting. It's, you know, it's one of those cool like thought experiments. Like, oh, what would happen if an ogre found a mighty sword?
There's no ogres in my game. No ogres and no halflings.
But for me, what that is that's the classic. Like when a player comes up to you and they're like, oh, I've written a really good background for my character. Generally, if they are just they tell you that, they're full of shit because multiple reasons. One. players never write backgrounds for their characters. Most of the time when you're starting an RPG, even if they've known about it for many months ahead of time, they don't even have fucking names for their characters. So the fact that he says that he's got a well-written background is suspect immediately. And so when you actually read it, you're like, you read the Garg and the fucking Paladin sword story, and you're like, you fucking piece of shit. You wrote this good story just so you could be a goddamn Paladin ogre, right? Because you want lay on hands and spectral mount on a fucking ogre paladin. Yeah, okay. So every time people try these, like, elaborate background stories, they're always for some bullshit overpowered character that they're trying to obfuscate by fucking having a background story.
So once again, Steve taking all of the fun and pleasure out of a very well-written story.
I didn't do it. The player did. The player brought it to me, sure. And they're like, I'm going to be an ogre paladin. And I'm like, this fucking bullshit. You just want to be a fucking ogre paladin. You don't care about your background. You don't even have a name. I'm surprised you had Garg. You couldn't name your cleric the last time we played.
Go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can find me at Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steven at Game Classy. Like our Facebook page.
I'll tweet you anime pictures if you want.
And pictures of his genitals. And anime genitals.
Well, you know, maybe both. Maybe my genitals and anime genitals at the same time.
You know what I like to know? I like the fact that you could just type in anime genitals, and you'll get a shit ton of results.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. you could, like our Facebook page, /GameClassy. Also, like our Reddit page, rGameClassy. We got a couple good users out there. I want to shout out to a couple of them, Ready Player Juan and...
That's probably Angel Baker.
It probably is. There's a lot of good...
Is that racist of me to say? I'm just guessing it is.
Nah. Because of his Hispanic nature.
Right.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Right.
But there's
we call him Angel all the time. Should we be calling him Angel? Please tell us what we should do on Facebook.
Angel.
Yeah. Should it be Angel or Angel?
Yeah. So hop on there if you want. It's what I've been getting really better at using it. So and getting on it and posting stuff.
Angel's a cool dude.
So we'll have a lot of those available. What else? Go on iTunes. Like our iTunes page. Like, comment, subscribe. Put some comments on there. It's the best way to get us up in the rankings.
Pat B's coming by tonight.
Oh, is he?
Well, supposedly.
What are you guys going to play?
Dive Kick.
Is it another one of those anime games that you're an expert on and he's never played before?
I've never played it before, but it's a fighting game that has two buttons.
Oh.
The buttons are dive and kick.
I see what you did there.
It's pretty fucking sweet. We're going to be streaming it on Twitch.
On the Twitch. Yo. Okay, so if you go on Steve's Twitch page, which he'll probably put up on the Facebook page, right?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm streaming.
You can go see him
play. Also, if you follow me on Twitter, it automatically puts it on there.
Ooh, okay. So there you go. So we're connected. We got the internets. We're also on
Stitcher.
We're on Stitcher Radio, I guess. That sort of thing. YouTubes. We got the YouTube channel.
YouTubes. Have you ever fixed the thing where it just always brings you back to the first video you've uploaded on YouTube?
I don't give
you
a
probably
fuck.
Should work on that.
The fucks I give are minimal, but
you could make that Google AdSense money.
It's getting 40 views on your video. That's going to help you out.
You got to get more than 40 views.
Well, I know that's what I'm saying.
Although I'm still confused as to why one of the videos isn't the first one.
Has like 400 views.
Right, because the first one's inflated because it's the landing one. The one that we land on. I think that's the Barbarossa one. I think that's the first one uploaded.
Probably.
But there's another one that has like the same kind of level of views, and I'm just like, who the fuck is fucking listening to us on YouTube?
Our D&D reviews actually get a decent amount of views on there.
See? There you go. Because
those are like 20 minutes of us straight talking about D&D instead of like an hour of us
circle jerking. You need some straight dick from an Iron Man.
Straight dick is actually my British name.
It's
my favorite British dessert.
We can pander with the podcast on Facebook, whatever. If we just do GW stuff,
yeah,
and we can pander on YouTube if we just do D&D
stuff, yeah. There you go. There.
Can we make a video about us hating Will Wheaton? That'd be great. I fucking hate Will Wheaton.
You know, I don't necessarily hate him that much. You know what I hate? I hate the fact that he's reviewed Settlers of Catan like 4 times on his webisode.
If I could pick one person to actually shit on, like actually take a poop on them. My choice would be Will Wheaton.
He was incredibly nice and an incredibly fun guy to play a game with when I did it. So I won't shit on him.
I would have been like, fuck you, Wheaton. I'm not touching your shit.
Well, he wasn't touching anyone because he has weird germophobia.
See? Then that makes my shitting on him. That makes the choice
of
pooping on Will Wheaton even better.
He has that weird Mark Summers constant hand washing thing.
And I'll throw it out there. I don't even hate Wesley Crusher. I think Wesley Crusher's, he's all right. He's a little overused in the beginning because of the writer's strike, but.
He's also, like,
you know, way overpowered. He is seriously OP in that in those first season. He's got true. Like he has zero modifiers negative modifiers.
It's because each of those episodes, like the whole string of those episodes, was supposed to be like they were supposed to pick one or two for the whole thing, but they had those written and then there was the writer's strike and they're like, well, I guess it's time for more Wesley.
Well, I mean it's
get the crusher boy.
And he's also a fucking Gene Roddenberry Mary Sue character, so
right.
Did I use that correctly? Did I use that internet terminology correctly?
Mary Sue?
Yeah. Okay. Just making sure.
There's a male pronoun version of it, and I think it's Harry Sue. I'm not sure. You're supposed to pick one because it's like Mary Sue's generally referred to like the ladies.
Yeah, the female character that a woman writes herself into the
story. But where she's
a Ravenclaw. She's in House Ravenclaw, but she still helped Harry Potter out.
Right. She blows Harry.
Yeah.
And while she's blowing Harry while he's making out with Ron Weasley. And Draco is jacking off while the three are, like, having their little sexual thing.
Is he draking off?
He's draking off. Nice one, Doctor.
God, why are you screaming into the microphone?
I don't know.
How's the microphone gotten closer to you since I moved it back?
Just gets fucking closer.
All right. So, Steve.
Fuck off, Malfoy.
Oh, also, listen to Pat's Retro Game Review Podcast, also known as Play On.
That's right. Follow them on Twitter and Stitch and things. And tell them how much better we are.
I like how Pat always calls us the sister podcast. And he's like, they ask this.
Well, it's like a sister city thing.
Well, yeah. Well, they asked us, I was like, why do you always call them sister podcast? Shouldn't they be brother podcast? And Steve goes, and Pat goes, well, they started it. And I'm like, yeah, because we usually do it in a derogatory way. Yeah. Pat's Power Glove podcast.
Did we actually start that?
Probably.
Saying sister podcast?
I don't know.
I don't think
we say a lot of things.
I don't think we've ever said sister podcast unless we were referring to them saying it on Video Game Review Podcast.
Sista podcast is more like
I saw the headline for their for the last podcast they did, Best Assassin's Creed Ever. It had me rolling around laughing.
Well, it's actually well, whatever.
It's a total shit show.
I haven't actually played it.
I never played it. I won't play it, but it's a goddamn disaster, so I love it.
Well, I mean, like, a lot of the, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff with it, like, the development, and there's, like, it's pretty glitchy from what I hear.
Hugely glitchy.
But the style of Anthony was telling me that, like, yes, all that stuff's there, and it's really shitty with that, and it's shitty with microtransactions. He's playing it on the computer, so he's got, like, a lot of his shit turned up, like, to 11. So it's only playing at 30 FPS, blah, 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 blah. But he's saying that the actual game style, gameplay, and story are excellent. So
that's pretty rough, though. Like a AAA $60 game.
Oh, I'm not arguing it. I never buy games new, but I'll give it to Anthony. Anthony plays a shit ton of video games, and so if he says it's what he likes, because he had the same.
Yeah, but he likes Call of Duty.
It's true. Actually, he does not like Call of Duty, but he liked the newest one. He doesn't buy it. He just buys it for 5 days and then returns
Is it just Pat? Fucking Pat.
Pat loves his duty.
I'm going to make fun of Pat today about Call of Duty.
All right. So
stay tuned, viewers.
So this ending has gone on for 5 minutes now.
I love it.
So until next time, Steve.
I'm fucking sick.
Game classy.